Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is a beautiful day. What time is it, family? It's time for Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you joined, and I believe I have a message from God just for you. Hallelujah. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our hands, hearts, and minds, giving complete allegiance to you, from which cometh our help, and the one who first loved us. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and ask for your holy presence to be in this 15-minute power message. Holy Spirit, speak through my lips. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I have a praise chant that I like to say to God when I get up out of my bed. I say, I get to praise him. I get to thank him. I get to tell the whole world about him. You see, when we wake up, all have something we immediately think of, whether it's work-related, family-related, maybe you work out in the morning, or maybe you think, oh, I got to go let the dog out. Whatever it is, you're thinking of something. But today, I'd like to encourage you to think about taking a praise break all through your day. Yep, I said it. Sister Shelley's asking you to think about taking a praise break intentionally all through the day. And I'm going to share how you can do that. Amen. Psalms 55 and 17 in the King James Version says this: evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Cry aloud means to say it out loud. Glory to God. That's praising him. That same scripture in the Passion Version reads like this: every evening I will explain my need to him. Every morning I will move my soul toward him. Every waking hour I will worship only him, and he will hear and respond to my cry. Glory to God. Doesn't that sound good? Taking a praise break will help you to learn to praise God through the good and the bad. You see, you can't do anything about that diagnosis, but you can praise him. You can't do anything about those layoffs, but you can praise him. You can't make that person change, but you can praise him. What's the old cliche? Don't focus on what you can't do, but focus on what you can do. You can praise him. Hallelujah. When praise becomes a habit or a priority, it'll become a weapon of faith to how you handle every situation in your life. You're not praising God hoping he'll be the God you need in good and bad. You're praising him for what he's done and what you're believing him to do in the present and the future. God sees your first response of praise in faith to handling the good and the bad. God will respond by making life one. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because your praise is strengthening you to deal with life's good and bad. You get it? Amen. Praise him and give the good and the bad over to your Father. Hallelujah. The title of today's message is Take a Praise Break. Say it with me. Take a praise break. One more time. Take a praise break. When was the last time you took a praise break? I mean, you just stopped and lifted your hands and opened your mouth and said, Father, I love you. Thank you. I praise you. Thank you for being such a good father. Even when I didn't deserve it, you were good to me. And I praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Did you know that hallelujah is the highest praise? Well, you do now. You know it. Every time you say hallelujah, you are speaking the highest praise to your Father. Now, does that make you feel uncomfortable? Does my saying stop and take a praise break, does that make you feel like, oh, I don't know, I wasn't raised that way? What if God responded to your prayer to him? Well, I'm not ready to answer your prayer. Selah, pause and think on that. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story to learn of someone who praised God despite being in a bad situation. Our Street Love Bible story is found in the book of Acts. I'm going to give you the backdrop of it first, and then I'll be reading Acts 16, and I'll be reading verses 25 through 31. So the backdrop goes like this. There's Paul and Silas. They are Jews traveling through Philippi. They are approached by a damsel possessed with a spirit of divination. And she had these masters who profited off the fact that she could, do certain things. But it was an ungodly spirit that was in her. And Paul spoke to that spirit, and it came out of her in the name of Jesus. Well, her masters who had been profiting off of her bad spirit were upset about this. And they had him brought to the marketplace in front of the rulers. The rulers and the multitude rose up against Paul and Silas, and they started beating them and tearing off their clothes, and they threw them in prison. Now let me read. Verse 25. And at midnight, at what time? Midnight. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, committed suicide, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice to the keeper, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household will be saved." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In summary, Paul and Silas sang praises to God in their midnight hour. Do you give praise to God in your midnight hour, in your midnight day, in your midnight situation? We all have them, but are you praising them during that time? Paul and Silas were in prison, praising God. When was the last time you heard about somebody praising and singing to the Lord? In prison. That just lets you know this is something they did on a regular basis. They didn't just start doing it in prison. They decided, I may be physically here in prison, but I'm going to spend my time with the Lord. Who are you spending your time with in your midnight hour? Come on now. Paul and Silas were in prison when the earthquake broke, opened the doors for all in chains. What just happened? Their praise went up to God as a weapon of faith, and God did what? Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yep, that's what happened to Paul and Silas, and that's what taking a praise break at your midnight hour will do for you. And let's not forget, the last scripture says that the keeper of the prison, when he believes on Jesus, he and his household will be saved. And your family needs to hear you praising God so they'll be saved, so they'll want to be saved, so they'll want to praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. Historically in the Bible, Daniel praised God three times a day. Smith Wigglesworth, a great man of God, was known for waking up and praising and dancing before the Lord for the first 10 to 15 minutes of his day. There's something about praising God throughout your day intentionally that just sets precedent that no matter what's going on, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to tell the whole world about you. Psalms 34 and 1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In conclusion, at the beginning of this message, I shared how I say a praise chant. Well, throughout the day, I set my alarm for 8 o'clock a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. And I just stop and I intentionally do the praise chant. Sometimes I add a dance or a jump, but the key thing is I do it intentionally. The best part is when I pick up my granddaughter, London, from Latchkey, she hears the 5 o'clock p.m. alarm, and we both stop, we turn off the radio, and we start praising the Lord. Last week, we were in the grocery store, and guess what? She looked at me, she heard that alarm, and she looked at me, and she was so afraid I was going to take off running, but I didn't. I just stopped and did a praise dance right there and just did it right there in the aisle. Aisle 15, I'm just joking. I'm teaching her how to take a praise break. You need to teach your family how to take a praise break. When you wake up, I want you to start thinking about intentionally setting time throughout your day to take a praise break. Our Father in heaven will hear your praise as a weapon of faith and send his angels down to deliver you, break those chains, or make your path straight. Hallelujah. That's a God worth praising. This is Sister Shelley saying to you, take a praise break. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, family, that ends this week's power message. I pray and hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he was raised from the dead just for me. I confess him as my Lord. I am now saved, and I have a place in eternity, in heaven, with Jesus. Hallelujah. I have a second invitation. This is for you to rededicate your life to Christ. This is for those who have received Jesus at some point in their life, and now you want to return to him wholeheartedly. That means you walked away, or maybe you got backslidden. Whatever it is, you can come back to him right now. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. All I need you to do is to confess whatever you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm praying for those who are rededicating their lives to you. According to 1 John 1 and 9, we are asking you to remove the and make them righteous again in your eyes, Father God. We know you love them, and they are returning to you wholeheartedly right now, believing they are back in right standing with you. And we are thanking you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That bell is just for you and all those who received salvation today or rededicated their lives. And guess what? Sister Shelley has a free gift just for you. If you reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org, click the contact button. Let me know that you received Jesus for the first time today or you rededicated your life. I'll send that free gift right out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's do our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries, partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Michigan, North Carolina, Las Vegas, or Texas that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? If you're listening and you have a church and you would like Sister Shelley to bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church, just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org and we can pray on it together and come out and bring the street outreach in front of your church. Amen. I'm every fourth Wednesday of the month, I'm at one location that has two churches, Church of the Resurrection and Runners for Christ Church. The fourth Wednesday, we are there at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., passing out lunches, Bibles, and praying for all who come through. We are there under Pastor or Reverend Overall, glory to God. We're there to pray, and we are there at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Hallelujah. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. It's just 15 minutes. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. You've been praying for them anyway, and I'm sure they've got 15 minutes. Amen. Glory to God. If you'd like to contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Well, family, I'm so excited you joined today, and I believe that message was just for you, but we need to close in prayer. Amen? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. And remember, street love begins with you.